Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My apologies to Joe out of Madison, Ollie from the Northwoods, and Jack from Merrimack. I didn't get a chance to get to your calls. Do not worry. At 5:30, it is going to be the midweek sound off. What's on your mind? We can talk more then. We will have the phone lines wide open because I'm sure all of you have thoughts about the conversation that's occurring in this week's segment of Broad Appeal, Broad Meeting, my term of deep reverential respect and affinity for women who are fabulous broads out there running for elected office all across the state and country. My co-host this afternoon is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We're joined by Laura Benjamin, congressional candidate in the 3rd Congressional District. Laura, we've been talking about the actual results, the difference between results and rhetoric. And it reminded me, I haven't asked you, why in the heck do you want to run for Congress? It's pretty intense and nasty out there right now. So why are you doing this? Why subject yourself and your loved ones to the scrutiny, the door knocking, the long days, the never-ending radio appearances and all of it?
Well, I like a good challenge, obviously. No, the reason why is that I was writing some policy work for the 3rd Congressional. I've been kind of a behind-the-scenes person for a long time, worked in different organizations in our community for about the last 20 years. And one of the latest things I was doing was writing policy proposals for the Democratic Party. And I started this YouTube channel that started to get some attention. And before I knew it, you know, here I am speaking to folks on April 5th about how America isn't working for regular Americans anymore. You know, we're facing this uphill battle where we have the richest Americans that have all of this wealth and influence. They're using it to kind of decide who gets into Congress, or at least who they're going to fund to get into Congress, so they can really pump their interests into our governance. And then they get kind of the spoils of that situation where, you know, regular people then are sort of pinched on all sides. We're told that there's no money in the budget for any of these things. We're told that we have to pay for our own healthcare. We have to pay for our own education. We have to pay for our own childcare. These are all benefits that, you know, when you look at other countries in the world, they've figured out how to do this. They figured out how to have social programs that allow their working citizens to have access to all of these things in a way that allows them to live their lives. And it doesn't come out of their paycheck directly. It comes out of taxes and other programs. But the reality is that when you look at all of those things as costs on working class people, not only now are the richest Americans making 50 to 80% of the value of our labor, now they're expecting us to cut out extra percentage of that little bit that we do get in order to fund these things that, again, society as a whole should be paid for. And I think I see this differently than a lot of people because I have a lot of very progressive ideas, but I also see that there's a root in economic and tax principles on how we make this happen. And so I want to kind of flip the script on that and challenge us to think a little differently about how we make this country work for regular people again.
Hear, hear to all of that. I finally reached a moment yesterday where I was like, maybe the saturation is actually happening. One of my favorite listeners and callers texted me and was like, every time I tune into your show, you're talking about giveaways to the wealthiest and blah, blah, blah. It was like all of my hit list of stuff. And I was like, yes, because that's what's been happening. In about 3-4 weeks, we're going to have some merch in our merch store. And Laura, I'm telling you this and sharing this with Kristen and all of you listeners, because one of the things is going to be a button that says 51 trillion. And the reason I use that as the jumping off point is that as a result of the steady march of Republican policies over the last 50 years, $51 trillion in wealth has gone from the bottom 90% to the top 1%. That is not how capitalistic democracies are supposed to work. Money ain't speech. Corporations aren't people. Corruption is not all created equally. We didn't have a billionaire overlord and post-pubescent boys mucking about our critical systems in the past. We're at a new level. And this bill, this brutal bill, is going to amount to one of the greatest wealth transfers yet again from working people to people who don't need any more tax breaks. Like
almost $400,000 a year. Yeah.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Top 1% is going to actually make millions more a year. And the bottom quintile, so the lowest 20% of all Americans, are actually going to see their net incomes decrease. They will have less because of this bill. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, when Republican Josh Hawley is calling the bill, Senator Republican Josh Hawley, fist in the air on January 6th, woohoo, is calling the bill immoral. And I'm like, hey, Josh, you might have stumbled upon a nugget of truth there. I mean, holy cow. I never thought I was going to say that ever.
This is where our mutual aid groups, like Laura was talking about earlier, are going to come in handy. I mean, they're coming in handy now, but this is where when people are falling through the cracks, when they're hungry, when they're desperate, when they don't have enough dollars to be able to put gas in their car to get to the things that they have to do, this is where we will continue to help each other, and that realization will be there. And guess what comes after that? The midterms.
The midterms.
Well, here's what scares me, right? Is that, you know, if we have this over-reliance on mutual aid and we don't, like, some of these things they're talking about, I know they've moved some of the dates back to 2026, some forward to 2029. It's like some of the things won't even kick in until after the midterms. And so here's the big picture, right? Like, right now we're taxing labor, we're taxing capital gains, but we've got a rigged game in which the richest Americans have these big piles of money that continue to grow in value, and they're never ever taxed. So they can borrow against these huge asset piles. They turn it into more assets that grow their net worth. And once they hit a point, they do the whole thing over again. There's no taxable event. They might have made $1 billion.
No cap gains. It's called buy. Right.
No tax at all.
Buy, borrow, die. Not a single penny of cap gains tax. Your network.